During a brief visit to Ketchikan earlier this week, Governor Sarah Palin fielded a handful of questions regarding the Gravina Access Project and the amount of time she has spent in the first city during her tenure as governor. KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports.
Palin did not schedule any time with reporters during her hour-and-a-half visit to Ketchikan. She did, however, agree to a four-minute impromptu interview as she exited Ketchikan's airport ferry Monday. This was Palin's first visit to Ketchikan since she catapulted onto the national political scene after being named John McCain's running mate. Vice presidential candidate Palin raised more than a few eyebrows in Ketchikan, and around the nation for that matter, when she repeatedly included the following claim in her campaign speeches.
I told the Congress, thanks but no thanks, on that bridge to nowhere.
That same bridge to nowhere statement was a popular applause line in Palin's speeches from Ohio to Pennsylvania. But there was just one problem. The state actually spent all of the money that was originally set aside for the bridge. The federal funding just went to different transportation projects around the state. On Monday, Palin was asked about her repeated use of the term bridge to nowhere during her vice presidential run. She says the phrase has been commonly used and was not meant as a slight to Ketchikan.
That's what it's been known as, but there is no nowhere in Alaska. Alaska is all potential. It's all good people. It's all potential resource development. And there is no nowhere in Alaska.
When asked if she would support the construction of a bridge in Ketchikan, Palin says the state is still evaluating Gravina access options, which currently include a number of bridge alternatives.
There's dollars in the budget for bridge options and ferry crossing options. So we're still interested in making sure that the good people in this area and the people who travel to this area have good modes of transportation.
Palin was also asked why she has spent so little time in Ketchikan since her election to statewide office.
I love coming to Ketchikan. I've spent time here, continue to spend time here, and will in the future. I wish that there were more hours in the day and that I could travel every day. It's kind of a catch-22 situation when you're in the middle of the legislative session, that's for sure, when lawmakers seem to have some heartburn over when I do leave the Capitol building. So kind of catch-22, but I will do what Alaskans need me to do to best serve them.
Palin spent an hour and a half in Ketchikan on Monday. Prior to that, she had visited Ketchikan twice since being elected governor. One of those times, her plane had overheaded and she was forced to land here. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.